Hello and welcome. This is Darius Barzande. You're tuning into the UALF Revolution Shift 2012. You're here 10 minutes early, right before the call. We are doing the intention exercise, which is going to be about 3 to 5 minutes. I'm very excited that you're here. So let's take a moment and really just connect and use the intention circle to change our life and also send energy to people all over the planet. And that's what makes this event so unique. As we go into this circle, what you're going to find is that you're much more balanced, centered. You're going to realize the powers that you never knew you had. It's almost like having a tool chest of superhero abilities that you're slowly plugging into and exercising every day on these intention calls, but you're also plugging into the higher intention of the group, which is raising your intention, your power, your awakening. Remember the 100th monkey phenomenon, that when one group ascends to a higher level, others within the group almost instantaneously get that download. So if you're not in a safe place to do this, if you're driving, if at any time you feel queasy or tired, or anything at all, then, you know, I would recommend you stop. But this is going to be very incredible. So let's do this. Let's get started. And what I want you to do is first take a deep breath in and out and release. And then now on this second breath, what I want you to do is really hold it in. And as you release, I want you to let go of any stress, doubt, or blocks that have been holding you back from your own higher energy, your own intention ability, and your own power to create miraculous change. Now, I want you to just hear these words and let them sink in. I call back all that I am. I release in this moment everything that keeps me bound in lower energy. I now call forward the divine power. I have my birthright to send intention to myself and to those around me, to the planet, and to all living things. So what if you were more powerful than anything you can imagine? What if right now there's a part of you that knows it's this powerful? What if just by having a thought, you could send it and it could travel instantly to groups, to people, to a country, or even a planet? Now, there's a part of you that knows this is true. Feel that part of you. What if that part of you was being activated right now? What would it feel like? Where is it? Now, from that part of you, I want you to formulate something. It's a feeling, or a picture, or a sensation. It's whatever you want it to be. But the one thing about it is it's higher intention. It's love vibration. It's expanding your current energetic set point. So formulate that picture, that feeling, or that sensation of love, of love. You might imagine something you love. You might focus on a feeling of love and feel where it comes from. Now here's what you must do. I want you to create an invisible layer of higher energy, a higher energy shield that is all around your body and around the space that you're in. And make sure that that shield is very tight and that nothing lower vibration can come into that shield. Now I want you to send energy, send that love energy to yourself now. And as you send it, any low vibrational energy that's been around you just goes. It passes through the shield. It's gone because the shield literally just sucks out and takes out low vibration and keeps high vibration. All right. Now, I want you to feel that space again, that place where you have that high vibration, that love energy, that place in your body, that gift you have. And I want you to just imagine that being sent to your family and friends. Some people imagine just a pink cloud over their friends and family, or a warm love blanket of higher energy, or a cord sending energy. Whatever it is, just feel it. Just know that it's being sent to them, because that's how intention works. We don't need to meditate. We just need to send it. And when we do, it's instantaneous. And love is such a high, powerful energy. Now what you're going to do is send the love and higher intention energy to everyone in this intention circle. Wow, I feel that one. Wow. Now, this is very important, and I want you to remember this always. This circle is absolutely sealed. We've already sealed it. It can only receive high vibration energy. And as we send that high vibration energy, any low vibration energy around the circle, around anybody in the circle, is immediately sucked out and sent into a vortex to be cleared. It's gone. Feel only the love and higher intention energy coming back to you from everyone in the circle. I just got chills. Can you feel the global community, the people all over the world? And nothing else but high intention energy can come through the shield. And this is your energy shield that you have with you as well. Send that love and your high, pure vibration energy to people, animals, places, and things in the country that you live in. In the country that you live in, send that energy. It just takes a second. Excellent. Send that love and high vibrational energy to everyone on the planet. To everyone on the planet. You are that powerful. Send that love and high vibrational energy to all living things. To the plant species, to the animal kingdom, to the rock kingdom, to the water kingdom and the waterways of the world, to the children of the world, to the people of the world. Yeah, I feel that. Now, here's what I want you to get. You are this powerful. Every time we do this, you will elevate to a higher and higher level. And all of us will elevate, and we will help each other elevate. And nothing can come through the circle that is not in our higher power and intention and in our best good. Now, in this place, nothing lower vibrational can affect you. You are whole, complete, and fully who you're born to be. Stay in this place for a moment, and our call will be starting here pretty soon. And just let more of your power come forward. We're going to start in a few minutes. Let more of your power come forward, and just relax and really get present to who you need to be on this call, who you need to be to really be the person and the being that you are, the infinite being of light. What is the message that's going to come from this call? What is the breakthrough you're going to have on this call? What are the things you're going to do after this call that you've learned, that you're going to take action on, or that you're just going to be more aware of in your life? Do that now. We'll be starting really, really soon. Hello and welcome. This is Darius Barzani, and you're tuning into the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012. This is the first and largest intention movement. We have people from over 130 countries tuning in and absolutely shifting their lives and creating tremendous breakthroughs. And one of the things that's tremendously different about this event than anything that I've ever seen done, that I know has been done, is each day before the call, if you missed it today, if you didn't do this, get on the call early, because for the first 10 minutes before the start of the hour, we are all connected from over 130 countries tuning in, and we are holding an intention for a dramatic shift for everybody that has signed up for this event. And we are also holding an intention for very dramatic shifts across the planet in five key areas, and I've shared those with everybody. And this is what we do. And so just by being a part of this, we are enlisting you to create this amazing intention circle of higher and higher energy and awareness that we are very confident will shift the planet now and into the end of the year. So I want to welcome everybody. I am very excited for what's going to happen in your life, what's going to happen in your world, and the total possibility that is right here at your fingertips and right here at the UOF Revolution Shift 2012. And my next guest is somebody that has become a friend, and it's really one of the greatest stories that I always share about what is completely possible in your life when you totally connect to who you really are and what you're meant to be and what you're here to do. In fact, I believe that all of you have the same gifts and talents that I may have, and that whatever I can do, it's totally possible for all of you. And that's our goal, is to bring you those possibilities so they are certainties, not just things that you hope for or wish for. And our next guest is John Assaraf, and I always tell the story of somewhere around 2006, had a business that was going okay and kind of struggling and really wasn't doing what I loved. And I remember seeing John on the movie The Secret, and something in my heart just said, my gosh, if I could just connect with people of John's caliber and John himself, if I could just be out there giving value the way that I could see he was giving in his heart and in his soul and what he loved to do and the way his eyes lit up. And I thought, gosh, I wish that was possible for me. Well, it wasn't too long later that I got a chance to interview him a couple years ago and even got to be on one of his programs. And so I want you to realize that this is the embodiment of the UOF Revolution, that inside of you is a gift. And when you tap into it, when you get the tools to be who you were meant to be, almost anything becomes possible. So today we're going to be talking with John about how to absolutely not only get more done, but connect and maximize your personal effectiveness, the blueprint of greatness that you have. And if you want to tune in to this live, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, share on the Facebook sharing app. There are people all over the planet. We've already had a bunch of people sharing regarding the intention movement, and I want to introduce John, and I am absolutely excited to be here and get this going. John Assaraf is an international speaker, a New York Times best-selling author, and the author of The Answer and Having It All. He is a lecturer, a consultant, and a consummate entrepreneur. His expertise for achieving the psychology of success has landed him guest appearances on The Larry King Live Show, Anderson Cooper 360, The Donnie Deutsch Show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, and numerous radio and print and media worldwide. He's consulted for Hollywood stars, politicians, CEOs worldwide on achieving life and business success, and today he's consulting for all of us. John was also one of the featured experts and really my favorite from the smash movie and movement hit called The Secret, which many of you probably are very familiar with. And his company helped launch a worldwide phenomenon that he appeared even on the PBS special Quest for Success with the Dalai Lama and Richard Branson. In the past 5 years, he's grown five multi-million dollar companies, including a 100-office RE Max real estate operation and a highly successful IPO, initial public offering on the NASDAQ with virtual online tour provider Bamboo.com. John's recent company, Practice Now, is one of the leading brain research and technology development companies that helps individuals maximize the potential of their mind and their brain. And it's really an incredible thing for me, because I realized that there was so much of me that was locked away, and so I really got to maximize who I was meant to be. So you're here for a reason. You're here in the right place, and John is going to take us through some amazing things that he's learned and some amazing possibilities for all of us. So I would invite you to get out a piece of paper and really be ready to absorb this incredible information. John, welcome to the UOF Revolution Shift 2012.
Hey, Darius. It's great to be here. It's great to connect with you again. And I've got to tell you, listening to you today versus when we met, you know, 6 years ago or so. You sound like a totally different man, and you sound like you're so into your passion and your love and your heart, and that is, it's, I've got a smile from ear to ear just listening to you do what you do now.
Well, thank you so very much, and it's one of those things that I think you said all along, that it's not the smartest people that achieve the most, because I have people that did so well in the areas of studies that I was in when I was getting my degrees, and they're still frustrated. In fact, I got an email from a gentleman who was one of the top people in one of my classes the other day, back when I was in graduate school, and he actually lost his job and had been struggling for a while. And you've said it's not the smartest people that achieve the most, but the ones that really have the best process or blueprint. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was in my mid-20s, I met a gentleman by the name of Walter Schneider, and I used to go into his office in the basement of our real estate office, and he used to have his feet up on the desk and his arms crossed around his chest as we talked for, you know, 15, 20-minute sessions. And I used to ask him, I said, how is it that you're making millions of dollars, you know, sitting here with your feet up on your desk, you know, and I'm out there busting my butt as a real estate agent, you know, and you're the one making the millions? He said, well, he says, I've discovered a process to get people like you to work for me. And when he said that, I said, that makes so much sense. And when I started to really understand that people's results really have nothing to do with their efforts, and there's a huge difference between productivity and activity. And every single person that I meet in today's day and age is busy. Everyone's busy. And some of the people that I meet, that I get to travel all over the world now, some of them have got PhDs, some of them have got, you know, master's degrees. And when I ask them about the results in their life or in their business, many of them have inadequate results based on where they wished or hoped they would be at this time in their life. And what I recognized through some research and studying is that it's really not the smartest people. It's not the ones who work the hardest, but the people who have the best process for what they do in their day are the ones who succeed more than the other people. And I also learned something else, and that was this. There's no such thing as time management. The only thing we can manage is what we do in the same amount of time as the other people are given. And when I started to really understand that activity and productivity were different, my whole life changed, but more importantly, the people that I worked with, life changed and results changed.
Well, we talk about this thing of activity and productivity, and to me it seems like a lot of people are doing things every day that either they don't enjoy or are not really their highest value, not really their highest gifts, or in what I call their passionate bliss, and they're just going through the motions, where there's other people, everybody imagine this on the call, the person that just loves what they do and they're so empowered and they're giving from their highest place. I mean, how does somebody begin to move into that place of doing that? Because there might be people on this call that are still sort of stuck in the daily grind,
right,
but they want to create a whole new life.
Yeah, the first thing that I is what causes somebody to have, you know, this passion or their desire, and they don't follow it. Like, why does that happen? And what I've discovered in my own research is that people have certain beliefs and people have certain habits that by the time we're in our 20s and 30s and 40s, these beliefs and habits drive our perceptions and our behaviors. And then we're stuck like a mouse that's stuck, you know, running on the cage around and around and around and around. Well, people get stuck in these cycles of habits of thinking and habits of behavior. And we know that there are people who do what they love and make a fortune. There's people who do what they love and don't make any money. And so I'm going to go back to the productivity versus activity. But one of the keys to really living a life that is what I call the ideal life, is doing more of what you love, less of what you're doing that you are tolerating, and eliminating anything that you really don't like to do. And people say to me, well, how can I do that? How can I, you know, do more of what I love, less of what I tolerate, and none of what I hate? And I say to them, the first way that you do that is you make a decision that you're going to only do that. And what you quickly discover is the things that you tolerate or the things that you hate doing that you still may do, there are other people, actually, those are their loves. They love to do the things you tolerate, or they love to do the things that you hate to do. And when you realize that you don't have to do it all, that's the first step. The second step is to understand that there are some factors that are in play in behavioral psychology and in performance psychology. And one of the factors that is in play is something that I think just about everybody will be familiar with, and that is Pareto's principle. It was an Italian economist that wanted to study the wealth of individuals in Italy. And what he discovered was that 20% of people owned 80 to 90% of the wealth. But in further research by other economists, what people discovered was that 20% of your behaviors account for 80% of your results. 20% of, let's say, your sales will account for 80% of your, 20% of your sales people will generate 80% of your revenues in a business. And I think it's anywhere between 10 to 20%. But when we start to get really focused on what is it that I am passionate about that brings me the most love and joy and fulfillment, and then we discover how to create processes to allow other people to do the rest. Now we're putting ourselves in the position where we are doing more of what we love, less of what we tolerate, and almost none of what we really don't want to do. But it all starts with a belief that it can be done. And so there's three parts to the equation that I always talk about. One is, you know, the mindset. And that's your beliefs, your habits, your perceptions, and your emotional mastery. The other part are your strategies, the actual what do you do. And then the third part, Darius, is your people and your processes to get it done. And when you combine those three things, mindset with strategies, with the systems and the people and the processes, now you have a way of living your fullest and your most passionate, amazing life.
You know, that's really important because a lot of what so many people teach is change the mindset. But we realize, like, there are strategies and things that every person who really wants to get their message or their gift or who they really are or really create the life that they want out there needs to know certain strategies that will help them become better. But on the other hand, you're absolutely right. They are people and resources and ways that you can take what you love to do and make that your primary part of your life and then let other people begin to do that. And I've heard you say that by actually doing less, you have more and then achieve more. And that's a total shift for so many people. That's why this is Shift 2012. John, what do you mean by that?
Well, two things. One of my first laws in one of the programs that I teach is the first rule is do less, better, to completion. And what does that mean? Well, it means that most of us have got so many things that we're doing, and we're not doing the best possible job that we can at that. And in many cases, we're not even completing it. And if we go back to Pareto's principles of the 80-20 rule, the 20-80 rule, if that's true, and it is, then if you took a look at the 3 or 5 or 10 things on your plate and you really thought about it and you asked yourself, which one of these things, if I do it to my absolute best and complete it, will actually really give me the boost that I need. So I'll give you an example. If we're talking about weight loss, okay, getting to a really good shape, there's not 10 things that you need to do. There's only one or two things that if you did that consistently every single day, so for example, if you cut out simple carbohydrates and sugars and you
right.
exercised every day for 15 to 30 minutes, I guarantee you in 30 days, 6 days, 90 days, you will not have the same physique or have the same energy levels. It'll be much better. So it's not about doing 10 things. It's about doing fewer things better to completion. And when you start to think in those ways that less is more, not more is more, less is more, not more and more, you are now able to actually clear some of your clutter that's in your head of all the things that you have to do, and you focus on what I call are the urgent things first, and then the highly important, high impact things second. And when you learn to do that and create that as a new process for yourself, you will significantly, exponentially achieve more than ever before.
Hmm. You know, I know your story, and we got to talk intimately a few times on some of these calls. And for people that really don't understand where you came from and the challenges you had before you discovered a lot of these principles, can we take a trip back to what it was like in John's life before he uncovered these principles? Because these are things that could not only revolutionize your finances, but your life and your purpose and everything that you're here to do. And tell us about that, that time.
Sure. When I was a kid, I moved from Israel to Montreal. I didn't speak the language when I went to school. And because I didn't speak the language, I developed some insecurities around not speaking the language and not feeling as smart as the other kids. And from the age of 13 to 18, I got involved with a group of kids in school who were constantly getting in trouble, shoplifting, breaking and entering, doing illegal things as a way that we thought we were going to, you know, make some money and have some value, some self-worth. And it's not something that I'm proud of today, but my beliefs that I wasn't smart enough and I wasn't good enough really led me to thinking and behaving in ways that were going to lead me either to jail or the morgue.
Mm.
And I know this because several of the guys that I was, you know, hanging around with as a kid, one is dead and a couple are in jail. So I know that that was the path I was on. And fortunately for me, when I was 19 years old, I met a gentleman who really started to show me that if I mastered my emotional mind, my thinking mind, and I focused on what it is that I wanted to achieve and what it is that I wanted to trade my life for, because I was trading my life every day, he said. And I learned the strategies and tactics that he already knew. So it was something that he already knew, and I applied them. He said that I could achieve what he called back then was a predictable result.
It
says that if you think a certain way and you follow this, you know, success blueprint, and at the time I was 19, I got into real estate. He said, if you follow these steps, he says, I know what the result is going to be for you. And what he showed me was that if I was prepared to follow in his footsteps, basically, and not make the mistakes that he had already made, but to do the things that he already knew worked every time, I could achieve some success. And what's interesting is back in 1980, my father, I remember that year, made $25,000 as a cab driver. And in 1980, by following what Alan Brown, my first mentor, taught me about real estate and about providing service to people and about having the right mindset and following his process every day of selling real estate, I made over $30,000. And then by honing my skills even more, when I was 21, I made $151,000.
Wow.
And what that showed me was, number one, it didn't make any difference whether I had a college degree or I didn't, because I didn't. I only went to grade 11. But what it showed me at a very, very young age is that for almost every result that we want, somebody's already got the blueprint. So I don't have to spend any time thinking about what the right strategies and tactics are. I've got to spend my time having the right mindset and being really good at application of information and knowledge. And what he said to me back then was that most people have a kindergarten degree in application and a PhD in gathering information. He said, if you want to become wealthy, get a PhD in application. He says, the information's readily available. And so I said, great, just point, you know, show me what to do, point me in the right direction, and then guide me so that I don't make any mistakes. And fortunately for me, I listened to him, and I applied what I learned, and I built, I think earlier you mentioned, you know, five multi-million dollar companies. It was actually in the last 25 years, I built Remax of Indiana to 100 offices and $4.5 billion a year in sales. We took one on bamboo.com from 6 people to 1,500 in just over a year, did a IPO on NASDAQ, and we're doing $30 million in revenue in our first year. And I say this not to impress anybody, but to let people know that I didn't really know back then how to do that. But I was just following other people's really good blueprints. So I got really good at taking what people already figured out and just saying, okay, paint by number. Just follow step A, then B, then C, and I got predictable results.
And I think that's the key, because there's so many people right now, is we've gotten emails from people and I ask, you know, what's your biggest challenge? And it's finances, and it's really getting out of their own way and getting those things that aren't really their gifts that they're spending their time on. They're just life drain. I mean, everybody in the call knows when you spend your day doing things that you don't like to do or that really don't fulfill you, you feel more exhausted at the end of the day. You're frustrated.
Yeah.
You feel like if anybody's on this call and feels like, man, I'm just in the rat race, I'm not getting anywhere, this is exactly what you need. This is exactly how you can unlock from that pattern and really step into your own authentic blueprint. Now, John, I wanted to ask you too, I mean, oh, go ahead.
Well, you said something that I want to make sure that I address. You said, you know, the people are emailing with, you know, finances are a problem.
Right.
But I want everybody to think about that for just a minute. Finances are never a problem. If somebody doesn't have enough money in the bank, or they have too much debt, or they don't have enough cash flow coming in every week or every month, that's not the problem. That's the symptom. See, when you look at the end of an orange tree, at the branches of an orange tree, and you see the orange, say that's the result, that's the effect of the seeds and the nourishment that happened around the tree. And so if somebody's looking at any result, they should never get upset or blame the result or say, you know, money is a problem, I don't have the money right now. What they should really start to think about is, why don't I have the cash flow or the money, or why do I have such extreme debt? And focus on the cause of that. If you take care of the cause, the result will always change. And that's why, you know, one of the things that I focused on is due to we have about 5,000-6,000 clients who are using some of our brain training products. But one of the areas that we sent out to people prior to getting involved in our program was, how much time do you waste every day working on things that are A, not your highest income producing activity, B, not your passion, and yeah, C, not your highest impact, where you'll have the most impact. And the average, this is based on over 5,500 people, the average was 3 to 5 hours a day that they were wasting out of a 10-hour day. So 30 to 50% of their time was being wasted on stuff that they were doing, but they really didn't recognize, oh, my God, I am wasting so many hours every day. And that's why it caused me to think about, okay, well, I'm not the smartest guy, you know, in the school or in business. I'm not the dumbest. But I have a different way of looking at my time and what I do in the time. And as soon as we start to share some of the principles with people, productivity started going through the roof, and they started to get more results faster, easier. And that's where the idea for me of getting more done in less time really came from is really getting people to understand what is it that they are doing, what are they passionate about, and what is it that they should be doing that'll yield 2, 4, 10 times more productivity.
That's amazing. I was reading something on one of the amazing parts of this program, and there's somebody named Lisa who will be who shares some tips. I don't know if she's a student of yours, of how she went from 130,000 a year to 4 million a year.
Lisa, actually, I think you're thinking about Lisa Sasevich. Lisa is actually teaches people how to close. And she's been using our brain training program, but she's really gotten amazingly effective of what she does in her time and how to work on the highest income producing activities and highest income impact producing activities. And when you multiply your personal effectiveness and do what you love to do, then guess what? The money does follow if you do the right things in the right order, and I always say at the right time.
Mm. Yeah, I know Lisa, and I'm familiar with kind of her story. I should have picked up on that, but that is exactly what we're really talking about here, is getting people to their most effective place, because everybody has a gift, and everybody's here for a reason. And so when you want to find that and you begin to move into that, you absolutely will be so much more effective. John, I wanted to ask you about the idea of taming chaos and eliminating tolerances. What does that mean for the average person?
Well, when we look at the average person's life, and we look at, if you take a look at your life, you think about, okay, health, wealth, career,
right,
business,
right,
spiritual growth, connection, and to God, children, husbands, wives. There's so much going on. And part of what's going on is there isn't any order to the chaos. And what we've discovered is when we help people eliminate the chaos, tame the chaos by giving it order, one of nature's first laws is order. Mm-hmm. Everything in the universe happens by order. So if we're in chaos all the time, there isn't the opportunity for nature to do what she does maximally efficiently on time every time. That's number one. The other reason for chaos is, goes back to what I was talking about earlier, is we get into this pattern of tolerating things in our life, whether it's behaviors, whether it's people at work, whether it's things that we tolerate in ourselves, these tolerations cause this stress in our brains. And when we have stress in our brains because of these, whether we're consciously aware or unconsciously aware of these tolerances, we're actually doing something called neural patterning, which causes the brain to be in a certain pattern. And then another part of the way the brain works called automaticity kicks in. And automaticity just says, I get used to this chaos. I get used to this tolerance, and I'll keep accepting it, even if or even though it creates results I don't want. And one of the best ways for people to get, A, the maximum efficiency out of their brain and to get maximum productivity out of themselves is to look at what they're tolerating and eliminating that, and then taking all of the chaos and organizing things in what is the most urgent for me to focus on, what's the highest impact for me, and then what's, if you're looking to make more money, what's the highest income producing activities that I should be doing based on my passions, my love, and what I really want to trade my life for.
Is there a moment, John, that you can take us to or just share with us in your life when before that moment, before you really discovered all of this, that you really got a hold of these tools, that was sort of like the lowest point where you just said, I absolutely must make a change? Because I know there's some people here that they see all of the success you've created and all of the amazing things, and we're here and we're happy and joyful. And some people may be at a place right now where they feel like, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever been as low as I have, or I don't know if they really can identify. I really want to take people on the journey of what is possible by showing them, hey, we've all been there.
Jim Rohn, one of my dear friends who's passed on many years ago, said something that really changed my life, and I think changed many people's life. He says, hopefully soon you encounter your sick and tired of being sick and tired day in your life. And that's the day where you just say, no more. That's it. I'm not going to keep going through this insanity of hoping and wishing that everything is going to change, but I do nothing more about it. And I had one of those days in May of 1980, so you asked about that. And I was just sick and tired of bitching, whining, complaining, blaming, shaming, and feeling guilty that I was behaving and doing the things that I was doing when I knew inside of me I was capable of more. And I would talk about it, and I would make vows of amendment to myself. And I would, you know, say, okay, I'm going to stop this. I'm not going to do this anymore. And there I was again, doing it over and over and over again. That went on for a couple of years. And I was fortunate, Darius, that that happened to me from the age of 17 to 19. So I was pretty young when I got it, but I really didn't have a choice. I had to leave my house when I was 17. And so I had to leave my house and go earn a living at 17. And so I didn't have, you know, a wealthy father or mother, somebody could support me. So I was like on my own. And so I was thrown into having to swim or drown. Well, that's a really good day if you take it and you make it your savior, your salvation day. And so if you're at the point where you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're sick and tired of the secret dialogue that's happening in your own mind, knowing that you have more potential, knowing that you're capable of achieving more, and the same thing keeps happening every single day, that's a really great day. It's just like, you know, one of the things I teach every one of my clients or students is, do you know what your debt-free day is? And people go to me, my what? So your debt-free day. Do you know the day that you're committed to being totally debt-free? And almost nobody that I talk to knows that date. And I said, well, it's a great place to start with a debt-free day so you can work backwards to discover how do I need to think, what do I need to do. But I also say the same thing to people. I said, do you know when your sick and tired day is of being sick and tired day? Because that's the day your life will change. Up until then, you will not change.
Wow.
And you can make that decision right now to say, you know what, I'm done. That's it. Game over. This train stops now. It stops here, and it stops today. I'm getting off of this train, and I'm getting onto a new train on a new set of tracks, and I'm moving it in the direction that I want to achieve and the goals that I want to achieve. And that becomes a very empowering day.
It absolutely does. And there's power in that certainty, and there's power in that moment when you absolutely decide. And one of the reasons that we are doing the intention circle and the intention movement is so that collectively, all of us as a community, we hold this intention for a breakthrough for everybody that's signed up for these calls, everybody that's tuning into these calls. So I know for a lot of people on the line, you're probably feeling just a different energy today, that something is going to shift, something is going to happen, that this call is touching you in a way that, you know, John is human, Darius is human. I tell my story of, you know, gosh, I've had hundreds of breakthrough stories from breakdowns from failing kindergarten and being laughed at to, you know, all sorts of times when I really thought that was it, you know, from being served divorce papers and, you know, driving out of town just to clear my head and having so much of that I'd created been taken away, but been given this huge gift to totally change my life. And so wherever you are right now, know that John and I are really talking to you as a friend and saying, you can, and now is your time. And John, you have a belief, and it's very similar to mine, is that everybody has this amazing greatness. And what I love about you is you care enough about people to almost want to reach down grab them and pull them up and say, you can do it. And I know we were talking earlier and you mentioned that anybody can double or triple or even exceed the amount of income and joy and service and revenue that they are currently achieving. I mean, do you really believe that is possible like I do? And what's the mechanism for someone who wants to really get started on that? What's the first step?
Well, you know, I'm going to ask everybody a question, and here's the question. If I said, okay, everybody, we're going to meet outside your home right now, and we're going to run a marathon, 26.2 miles, right now, all right? How many people who are listening could actually run a marathon? And I'm in pretty good shape, and I could not run a marathon right now, and I work out 300 minutes a week, okay? And I couldn't run a marathon because I haven't trained for a marathon. But let me switch the question for everybody. Let's say today we made a decision to run a marathon in 6 to 12 months. And in addition to making the decision now to run a marathon in 6 to 12 months, I also gave you a world-class nutritionist and a world-class trainer to make sure that you did what you need to do based on where you are right now, so your set of circumstances, your health, your nutrition, your ability to exercise, and it might start with walking 100 feet today and eating, you know, 10% less than you are right now and changing your diet a little bit. How many people in 6 to 12 months with the right coaching and guidance could run a marathon? It doesn't matter how fast, but could run a marathon if we gave you enough time and the right training and the right strategies to implement, and you followed it. Here's my prediction. Almost 100% of the people who are listening right now could say, well, if I had, you know, if I made a decision and I had somebody to guide me, I could run a marathon that I can't run right now. And what am I saying? I'm saying that if you make the decision, you choose today to change your financial situation, to change your health, to change your whatever it is you want to change, whatever your ideal image in your mind of what you'd like your life to be. If you made that decision right now, and you had the right blueprint to follow and the support, guess what? You'll be able to achieve whatever that marathon is that you're choosing to do, period. So do I believe that everybody has it within them? I would say 99.5% of the people, yes.
I agree. And, one of the things that I always have thought is that the mountains that so many of us face, maybe my mountains for sure, and many of the mountains that people that are on this call may be facing right now, those mountains to you are probably tiny molehills. And so it's very easy for you, John, to say, you can do it. You know, I'm going to show you the processes, the techniques, the way of thinking, the way of acting, the way of connecting to my values and what's really important to me so that those things dissolve. And so many people spend their entire life surrounded in the valley by these giant mountains and they can never get over. Yet if they could just reach somebody who'd been there and gotten out of that valley to look back and realize those are just tiny, tiny things, I mean, that's the immense value of what we're doing here.
Well, absolutely. You know, whenever you look at Mount Everest from base camp, if you were to actually see the trail to climb Mount Everest, and I've seen the trail, not personally, but on video, a lot of people think that, you know, you start off at base camp and you climb all the way up in a straight line to the summit. And the truth is you're zigzagging back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and tweaking and stopping and adjusting and tweaking and stopping and adjusting one step at a time, one strategy at a time. If you think about, and I like to use visuals, if each one of you imagined getting into your car in the middle of the night, it's pitch black, no street lights are on, it's pitch black, the moon is not out, there's clouds covering the moon. Guess what? If you wanted to go from wherever you are across the country, okay, guess how you could do that? You turn on your headlights and you go 300 or 400 or 500 feet And when you get there, you're able to see 300 or 400 or 500 feet more. And what I learned 25, 30 years ago was that you don't have to see or know the whole process all the way to the summit. You have to start with the summit in mind, with the goal in mind. You have to virtualize it, as I call it. And then you follow a strategy and you tweak along the way. When you think about, you know, getting to the top of the mountain, that's all you focus on, that could be exhausting. But if you think about, okay, let me go, you know, 300 feet, then 300 more and 300 more. What you do is psychologically you chunk it down into manageable pieces. And the more you chunk things down into manageable pieces, the easier it happens. And let me just share a little story with you if we have the time. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, my son got his driver's permit. And yesterday was the first time ever that I got into my wife's car with my son driving. And she has a beautiful Audi that's really fast. And so every time he was putting his foot on the gas, the car was just accelerating. Every time he put on his foot on the brake, the car was braking really fast. And he's obviously not used to this. Yes. By the end of the hour that we were together, he was making better turns. His ability to press on the gas and on the brake a little bit more gently was getting better. He was starting to develop the certainty and the confidence with a little bit of practice. And I was guiding him, but he was the one doing the driving. Now, he was petrified before we started, right? Well, guess what he called? He called me up about an hour ago. He said, "Hey, Dad, what time are you coming home so we can go and practice some more?" And what happens is things that are really hard for us initially, like driving, like driving stick shift, or even putting on makeup, okay, when you're younger, it takes effort, but with practice, it becomes easier. And if you have help and guidance, it becomes a million times easier because you're using somebody else's confidence and certainty to add to yours or your lack of confidence and certainty. And so it starts with, you know, taking the baby steps and making the fundamentals work. And then from the baby steps, you start to add layers. And you said something earlier that was very, very profound that I hope people didn't miss. And that's the things that are hard for you right now, for people yes. who've done it 100 times, it's like it's easy for them, but it's still hard for you. And so the best thing that you can do is really find a really good balance for yourself to get into the new thought, the new behavior, one step at a time so that it becomes much more familiar to you. And that just takes a little bit of a commitment. And the other thing that I want to make sure that I covered that you reminded me of is there's a lot of people that are setting the right intentions right now. But yes. I also want people to understand that with the right intention, also the right behavior must follow. And the one challenge that I have with The Secret, the movie that I was in and that I helped, you know, launch, was that in the movie it says, you know, think, believe, and you'll achieve. Well, that's not entirely true, because you can think a lot and you could believe a lot, but in order to achieve more than you're achieving in your life right now, you have to add the secret law of Goya, G-O-Y-A. And Darius, I don't know if I've ever shared the law of Goya with you, but it's the get off your ass law, and you've got to do the right things. And so any time that you can have the intention, which is wonderful, you back yes. it up with the behavior and the activity that'll give you a predictable positive result in a day, in 3 days, in 5 days, in 7 days. And fortunately for us, in the physical world that we live in, okay, we live in the spiritual world, I know, and in the physical world, the emotional world, but in the physical world, guess what? There are rules of the game for health. There are rules of the game for wealth. There's rules of the game for relationships. And nobody on this call has to figure any of that out. All of the strategies, all of the tactics, all of the systems, and all of the processes to get you started, to get you better results, already exist. That's the beauty.
I love that. You know, years ago, you made me giggle because I had in my old office, I can still see it today, I had I'd studied all the spiritual laws and became certified in NLP and hypnosis and really did the mind work and was even teaching people the mind work. But above my desk, I had a little overhang of the ceiling, and I had written on that a small piece of paper, G period O period Y period and A period.
Yep.
When you said that, I just
awesome.
Chuckled. Because we live in this direct feedback universe where we take action, we get feedback, and so many people are not taking action. And I've got to venture to say, one of the reasons if you're not really taking action is because you're doing things that don't serve you, that don't inspire you, and you're not able to actually, like me and John do, get a huge amount of things done in much less time by maximizing our gifts and our values and our effectiveness by really being in our own spiritual and physical sweet spot, as it is, where I call it the inertia of genius, John, where every unit of energy expended gives us back two more units of inspiration, creativity, and joy. And so imagine what your life would be like if you're doing that. It's very easy to succeed and have great ideas and attract great people because you're taking out and moving away from the things that don't serve you. And John, I know that you have some deeper instruction for people that if this really resonates with you as it has me, what is it that people can do to really get in deeper with where you're going and what you've been teaching for so long and really make it a part of their life?
Well, if anybody really wants to achieve more than they're achieving right now and are prepared to follow a blueprint and are prepared to follow a process that's been proven step by step with thousands and thousands of people, I have a program. Actually, I've got two programs. I'll share with you both of them. But the first program is called How to Get More Done in Less Time. And it's a way of doing the right activities every single day and measuring what you're doing and how you're doing it so that you can eliminate your clutter and take baby steps to focus on the highest impact and highest income producing activities for the goals that you want to achieve. And I developed a process for myself many years ago it's really, really simple for anybody to follow. And so for anybody who wants that, it's called How to Get More Done in Less Time. It's a video, a workbook, transcripts that we sell right now for, I believe it's $197. And I know that we've arranged for a special for your group. And
yes.
What I decided to do as well is there's something else that because of the group that's on right now that is really all about intentions and living their highest self, I learned many, many years ago that most people don't live their lives based on their highest values.
Mm.
And with all the brain research that I've done, there's a tremendous amount of research around the power of your beliefs over the power of your values. So let's say you value God, and
okay.
You really want to make that one of your highest values every day. Why is it that for some people, that's not what they do every single day? Or if they value taking care of their family, why is it that they go and work 100 hours a week and not spend enough time with their values or with their highest values? And so I created another program called Values-Based Living. And this program
wow.
as well is a video, audio, a manual, and transcripts that helps you, number one, define what your highest values are. And there's two types of values that we have. One is called a means value, which is, for example, money is a means to an end. It's a means to an ideal life. And end values is really what we are truly seeking, what gives our life purpose and meaning. So I developed a process to help people identify their highest values, number one, and then to develop the means to achieve those highest values. And again, this is another program that clients from all over the world have used. It's called Values-Based Living. And what we did for your group is we've combined the two programs, How to Get More Done in Less Time and Values-Based Living.
Mm.
So the videos,
wow.
the audios, the workbooks and the transcripts, and instead of $394, which is what they both sell for, the investment for everybody who wants to take advantage of it right now is $97.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. I'm kind of smiling ear to ear here because I believe very much in the power of our values and identifying our values. And when you can really get what is most valuable to you and then get to understand what that is, identify what that is, and then get the strategies to not only know what that is, not only to change your behavior, but also move the things that are not valuable to you and productive to you out of your life and build your life around those values. We call that a very technical term in the place where I come from. And it's called, you know what it is, John? It's called a magical life. A magical life where you do the things that mean the most to you, and you're that expands, and it expands almost effortlessly because it is who you are. I mean, that's what you're here to do. So I believe very strongly in this. We're getting a bunch of people asking where it is and where they can find out more information. This actually, there's a lot of detail here on some of the points that John's talked about today and tonight, and also these amazing programs. You can go to youwealthrevolution.com/John, J-O-H-N, that's Y-O-U, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, revolution.com/John, J-O-H-N. And John, I was going to ask you a question about the values program, because that to me really is something that's not really taught very much. We hear about, you know, holding an intention or trying to change our beliefs or change our psychology or change the subconscious mind, but we don't really hear a lot of people talk about really living from their values and being congruent and identifying what those are, because we already, isn't it true, we already have values in place, yet some of you are trying to change parts of them that really maybe just need to be aligned with our existing values. Is that correct? Or...
Absolutely. You know, first and foremost, most people don't know the difference between their means values and their ends values. Next, most people have never prioritized which value or what they value the most so that they can make decisions based on their values. You know, one of the things that I did with individuals that had bought these programs is I said to our clients that have some other programs of ours, I said, if anybody buys this program or this package and they don't see a significant, and you determine what significant difference is in your thinking and in your productivity, I'll give you 30 full days to use it and get your money back if you don't like it and keep the programs. And the reason I say that is in, for example, the How to Get More Done in Less Time, I have a way of planning my day, and people who own this program's days, that it will double, triple, quadruple your productivity in less than 30 days. And the reason I can say that with such confidence and certainty is because I've looked at people's calendars and what they actually do every single day. I've spent the last 8-9 years going all over the world, talking to hundreds of thousands of people and talking about, you know, what do you value most? And when I ask them what they value most, most people don't have their list, but most people, even if they do know their list, I ask them, are you doing that every day? And the answer is no. And when I ask them, why aren't you? They say, well, I really don't know. And so the reason I developed these programs was to really help people integrate, A, their highest values so that every single day you know you've taken care of your highest values. Your life has purpose and meaning today, right now, not tomorrow, today. That's part one. Part two, when you learn how to manage your events better to match your values and your ideal life, you start to become 2, 3, 4, 5 times more productive doing what you love. Guess what? That's a recipe for me for a magical life.
Exactly. Guys, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/John, J-O-H-N. And I have so many things coming to my mind here. I want to get to some questions that were submitted to our group. And these are common questions. You know, we've asked people what's their biggest challenge. John, do you have maybe 5 minutes to take a few questions that have come in? Okay. We've got a question from Pamela. And this is something a lot of people may be facing, and I see it as a pathway to something completely new, to a higher purpose. I want to see what John feels about it. But Pamela says, I've lost my job, and I'm not sure what to do next. I've been looking for the last 4 months, and there are just not a lot of things that are opening up for me. I don't know what my values are, and I'm not sure where to begin.
Great. So the first thing that I always start with is being resourceful. And what does being resourceful mean? Being resourceful says, here are my circumstances. Here's what's going on. How can I succeed regardless of what's going on? So if you remember earlier, we talked about you've got to have the right mindset, the right strategy, the right processes. Well, the right mindset is one that says, regardless of the circumstances, I will still make progress towards achieving my goals. So when you look at circumstances and you allow circumstances to control your thinking, the circumstances are in control. But if you say, okay, let's assume you can't find a job. Let's assume that's true. Okay?
Okay.
My question for you is, great, what are two or three other options for you to make money starting in 7 days?
Yes.
And so if I get you to start shifting your thinking from what you're focusing on right now, and that's, I can't get a job, and so, you know, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to say, okay, great. You know, what else can you do to earn money? And I use this extreme example, Darius, that I hope people will forgive me for. And if I asked everybody on this call, I want you to think about the person that you love and adore the most in the whole world. And I want you to imagine for just a moment that I said to you, hey, listen, if you don't do X, okay, let's say double your income in the next 12 months or lose the 10 or 20 pounds that you have been saying that you want to lose or really focus on your relationship so it's one that you're loving and proud of or that you really get the spiritual connectedness. If I said to you, if you don't achieve that goal in the next 6 to 12 months, you will never see that person again. Mm. Now, let me ask you a question. Will your focus change? Will what you think about change? Will what you do change? Mm. And the answer is absolutely. And my question is, what just changed? What changed is you became more resourceful. What changed is the way you're looking at it is different now. And what changed is we gained some leverage.
Yes.
And so what I want to do is teach people how to look at things differently and gain leverage on themselves and then create a process that is going to give you a predictable change in your results in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. That's what it's all about. And so for the woman who asked that question, I don't remember her name, is if you change the way you're thinking about it and you change the way you're behaving, your result will change.
And I see that too is you have now, and this is so subtle, but this is what's so amazing is that this person that you love is really high on your priorities and your values. I mean, that love you have for that person is immense. And when you think of that being somehow compromised or harmed, then the priority of creating income now stands on the same level as that value of love that you have for that person. And so then you get that leverage. You unlock that genius. You unlock that higher ability that's there because now it's moved up to another level of your wanting and knowing that you must have it, that you must do it. It's incredible. And very few people teach that. So I'm excited. This is, I feel more empowered on this call already.
You said something.
Go ahead. Yes.
It goes from would, could, and should to must.
Exactly.
And guess what? If you make it, I must achieve this, and you have a big enough why, then you do.
Right. Right. And I believe we all have that inside of us. It doesn't need to be that a family member is going to get harmed, because that obviously is an extreme example to make the point. And it's a great point, but we have that. And part of that is really finding what our true values are. And when we do that, we connect to the greatness, that seed of greatness that the ancients talked about. It's in us. And so, you know, now is a great absolute time to do that, because the world is shifting and, you know, what we all want is shifting. So somebody's asking where this is again. It's at YouWealth, youwealthrevolution.com/John, J-O-H-N. John, for somebody that's here on the call right now, we got another question in from Evelyn, who's saying, I am just feeling really down, and she's not sure whether she can do it. It's a long thing that we got from Evelyn, and it says that, you know, she's had a lot of challenges, and we have so many people like that here. For somebody that maybe the bottom has fallen out today, or maybe they've had the worst month or year, and there do not seem to be other options, what advice or guidance do you have for those people?
Well, this may sound a little bit strange, but I would be celebrating. And the reason I'd be celebrating is only because my experience has shown me that in the depths of some of our biggest fears, our biggest challenges, our biggest emotional roadblocks and pain, we can rise from that and soar to our greatest heights. Now, the key is to be, and I hope everybody takes this the right, be thankful for all of the lessons that you've learned on the downward spiral. Because those lessons you'll be able to use, it's called a miracle, in the future, to take the lessons from today in the past and use them in the future to guide you. So they're not going to go unused. Now, in the midst of the emotion, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of, you know, they say that in the middle of all brain surgery, it always looks like it feels like the patient is dead. But it's what the patient is needed, or it's what's needed in order for the patient to get better. And so one of the things that's critical is to be in a thankful state and to be in an appreciative state, and also to say, okay, this stops today. I choose right now to focus on what it is that I want, what are the new beliefs that I need and the new thinking that I need, and what is one or two or three baby steps I could take towards that. The most important part is get off the pity train, get off the sad train, get off the self guilt, shame, and blame train, and get on the new train. And that's the difference between us and a horse and a pig. See, we have the ability to choose, and that's how God made us different. And so if you want, you know, a different result, then when would now be a good time to start?
Absolutely.
When would now? Absolutely. When would now be a good time to start? And so I understand, you know, the people are having a hard time, some people. I've been there. You've been there. Everybody has a hard time. And all of the great sages and all of the great teachers have always said, it's not what happens to you that really counts. It's what you do about what happens to you that really counts. And you can make a decision right now to change your life. And you'll take baby steps today and baby steps tomorrow, and what's hard today won't be hard in 7 days. And what's hard in 7 days won't be hard in 14 days, and what's hard in 14 days will not be hard in 30 days. But what I do know is that if you don't choose to make the changes today, you'll have more of the same tomorrow. And so make the choice today to change and do what it takes.
Wow. We've had so many people who have tuned into what you do and been helped by it that it's one of the greatest transformational tools of our event is your work and what you do. So I know, because last year at about this time, we had people who were at that place, and now many of them have written back and said, I used this and I used John's program on values and it shifted and changed my life. So I know it's possible. I know you've helped me tremendously with your examples and your guidance through the years. So I just want to say thank you for being a role model to me. And I will never forget the day in 2006 when I saw you on my little bitty TV in the small bedroom where I was working from. And I said, if I could just get to the point where I could be doing something that really mattered to me. And here we are together, and for everybody on this call, if it's possible for me, if it's possible for John, it's possible for you. That's the message of this event. Believe in yourself. You can do it. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/John and take a look at what John's talking about. There's a lot of examples and detailed specifics of some cool distinctions that you need to know, and we're here to help and serve you. John, thank you so much again for being here and just being a mentor and a role model for me in my life all these years.
It's my joy, and I really love the work that you're doing. I love the heart that you bring into what you do. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to help people, and I know that you're helping so many people. You've got integrity, you're honest, and you're smart, and you're loving and kind. And so that makes for an amazing, amazing human being, and you're just making a huge difference, and I love being a part of, you know, what you're doing, and thank you for including me.
Yeah, thank you so very much for those words. I'm blushing.
Sorry,
but,
you're welcome.
I feel the same about you, and I feel like you are one of those people who has taken it beyond just, you know, here's the way you need to think. You really give people the tools of how they need to act and how you're acting and how you're reaching more people all over the planet, which is really about integrity, that there are tools people need beyond just changing thoughts. And that is really one of the things that drew me to you. And I know you care deeply about people. I know you've been there. I know you've been where so many of the people on these calls have been. And you lifted me up. You lifted them up. And so thank you for sharing your gift with the world and just being a complete role model for all of us.
And, you know, what's interesting is I do this because I do believe in my heart that everybody has got the God-given ability and deserves to live their ideal life, whatever that is for them. If I could be a part of helping them live their ideal life, then my life has purpose and meaning.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, John. Incredible, incredible. Everyone, you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/John. And, John, any real quick final words for everybody?
I really look forward to getting feedback from people and all of the amazing results that they're achieving. That to me is what just drives me.
Absolutely. Much love, everyone, and we'll see you on the next U Wealth Revolution call.